According to three educators, a department-wide meeting was called on October 4th to discuss the removal of two teacher's assistants from Constance Leader's classroom. At that meeting, sources said administrators told staff that TAs Daryl Parker and Adam Watkins were asked to move due to a parent's request that no African-American males work with their child. 97.9 The Hill has since reviewed the email from the family who requested a change in TAs in Leader's classroom. The family, who is being kept anonymous to protect sensitive information about their child, did not include any phrasing regarding race or gender in their request. While the email detailing the parents' request was not shown at the department meeting, according to department educators, this incident ultimately led to multiple grievances being filed with the school's Human Resources Department, as well as the resignation of Adam Watkins. Since 97.9 The Hill published its original story about the exceptional children department, Watkins has come forward to share what happened at that October 4th meeting and why he ultimately chose to resign.
The administrator, Ms. Leader, and several other TAs were called in to that meeting that morning. And what was said was that this particular family didn't want, like I stated, that the black males working with their daughter, and they singled out Mr. Darrell for some reason.
97.9 The Hill confirmed that in the emailed request, the parent raised concerns regarding Parker's behavior and attitude toward their child. However, there was no mention of Parker's race or other TA's races. 97.9 The Hill also confirmed that Watkins was not mentioned in the parent's request, despite him maintaining that administrators still asked him to move classrooms. When asked if any other reason was given at the department meeting for the transfer of Parker or himself, Watkins said nothing else was cited outside of their race.
There wasn't the issue of being moved to do another job, because as TAs, we are called upon to do multiple jobs and at any given time, and that wasn't an issue. The issue was being moved for the color of our skin. That bothered me, and it bothered me that our administration was not backing us.
Watkins said there was a lot of confusion among the department's teachers' assistants surrounding the incident. He said several emails were exchanged discussing TA movement, including from East Chapel Hill High Principal Ken Prue, but Watkins said the administration never came to him to explain what was happening. He said the stress of the situation eventually proved too much, leading him to resign on November 4th.
It was a hard decision for me to step away from, but I mean, I had to really look at, hey, this is really making me tired. It's making me weary. It's changing my whole, being.
Since then, East Chapel Hill High students have raised their voices advocating for more transparency, justice, and racial equality. From student-led protests to sit-ins to a bus ride to the Lincoln Center, which is the district's administrative office, multiple student groups joined together to make their concerns heard throughout the week. Tuesday morning, a meeting was held between student protesters and Principal Ken Prue. At that school-sanctioned meeting, Caroline Chen, the editor-in-chief of the East Chapel Hill High's student-ran news source, said students called for more transparency from Prue.
He said he still can't comment on specifics. He can't really confirm or deny like basic facts until he has legal permission to. And he says it's all above him.
At that meeting, Chen said students also used their time with administrators to discuss larger issues afflicting the school and the district.
A lot of students also want just overall racial equity at school to be addressed. Like in the achievement gap, a lot of people are talking about how enrollment in AP classes versus like honors or regular classes is very disproportionate across different racial groups. And they're trying to associate this incident with just generally the culture of East.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.